Hi, everyone. I got her laughing. It's a great way to start. I'm Dr. Will Horton of NFNLP, and today get to interview Victoria Gallagher, an expert in the law of attraction and also an expert in what she'll be talking about, how to create passive income as hypnotist, something you're already doing, sharing your passion and getting more out there. So I'm excited to hear about that. And of course, as you're watching this, click like and share. That's part of the algorithm for Facebook and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And make a comment, even just nice, hi, whatever. All those things, a little marketing thing I'm finding out. Click like and share, make a quick comment. And that's how people go viral, by the way. So how you doing,
Ms. I'm Victoria? Awesome. I'm awesome. It's so good to get to, you know, hang out with you today. Haven't seen you in a while. Haven't talked to you in a while. So thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I'm excited to see you this fall too, or this summer, and HypnoThoughts.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I already booked my airline ticket. People go so far. Well, I had a whole bunch of miles that literally were going to expire.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, hey, why not use them? Because I'm not going anywhere right now. So, you know, I got my first class airfare to Vegas back, right? So, so what do you teach? Yeah, what's the exact title of your thing? And what day? And what made you want to teach that this year?
Sure, awesome. So the exact title of my program is Passive Profit and Prosperity with Hypnotic Recordings, and that's going to be on Friday at 3:30 in the boardroom. So what made me want to teach that is, you know, that's really, honestly, when I got into this business back in 1999, I had been taking a lot of personal growth seminars, and I couldn't get my friends to come along, my family and people that I was so interested in these closed eye techniques that they were teaching in the seminars. You know, you close your eyes, you take deep breath. I didn't really know what to call it. Do you call it visualization? Do you call it meditation? What are these? And I was just really growing by leaps and bounds when I, you know, when I was in these classes, but I couldn't get anybody to like get into the class, right? So what made me decide to get into this business was that I wanted to create these recordings. I didn't know what to call them at the time. I didn't, you know, I wasn't anything. I wasn't certified in anything. But I wanted to create these recordings that would help people to change their lives, you know, doing these deep meditative processes. And I came across a hypnosis certification course, and I got certified in hypnosis, and I became a hypnotherapist, and I started creating these recordings. So I had sort of a different path into hypnotherapy than what most people take. So my whole goal when I became a hypnotist was these recordings. And so most people, it's sort of like they do hypnotherapy and they spend all day long doing that, and you're going to run out of time. You only have so much time in the day. So I wanted to come up with a way that, number one, I could help people, and number two, I could live the life of liberty and freedom, which I live, and create a way that people could make changes in their lives in the comfort of their own home. And what I've come across over the years is that people are interested in making these recordings or selling them, but they don't have all the know-how. Maybe they don't understand the technology. Maybe they're just overwhelmed by it. Maybe they just don't know where to begin. And so that's what my class is going to help is give them a full package of, from A to Z, how to create your hypnotic scripts so they're powerful, so they get the job done. Because I have over 3,000 reviews on my website that I've been, I've only been collecting the reviews for a few years, but I've been selling them for the past 18 years, and so I wouldn't be getting those reviews if they weren't getting the job done. And people have made amazing changes, so it's gonna give you kind of like my magic potion on how to create the scripts, how to use your voice the right way in just making the recordings in the first place. I've listened to a lot of recordings, and people, there's just things that you don't think about that I was schooled on because I went to professional recording studios when I first started making the recordings, and just little things about, you know, how to breathe the right way when you're making the recordings, how to use your mouth in a way that's not distracting, because sometimes, you know, people will make these little lip smacks and things like that, and just you know, and then of course the how to sell them and how to create the right titles so that their people are attracted to your products and how to market them.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. It's kind of like you're going to do a mini, cause you know, I'm an actor. That's my, my other career. And it's like a voiceover class. That's a whole,
in a way,
every actor thinks I could do voiceovers. And then when you find out this is it's a lot different than what I thought it would be.
It really is.
You don't want to, yes. So yeah, there's so much. It's not that intimidating when you break it down. And that sounds like what you'll be teaching is how to break it down. So, you know, as we say in NLP, if you chunk it down and you show me the steps, I'm pretty sure we could do it. It may not be perfect at first, but it's gonna flow.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that everything that I've done from the time I was born until the time I became a hypnotist and started making these recordings was all geared toward doing what I do now. I was professionally trained as a singer. So one of the reasons why people keep coming back to buy more of my programs is the fact that I have this irresistible, wonderful voice. Well, that's not completely by accident. I do believe my voice was a gift, but I also have learned the proper way to use my voice. And so I believe that a little bit of training in that can definitely go a long way with making your recordings.
Oh yeah. Well, I take all these voices. I've lowered my voice an octave.
Wow.
Since I started taking voice lessons. Now my resonance is down here, and I listen to stuff from a few years ago. It was a little higher and a little more Midwest nasally. So, yeah. So that's exciting. What do you like about going to HypnoThoughts?
Oh, number one, I'm here in Arizona. So for me, I don't even have to get a flight. I can just drive there. And I have lots of friends because I lived in Las Vegas for about 16 years. So it's an opportunity for me to go home, see some friends, hang out with my mom, and also get the training. But the other thing is, it's just a really fun, cool group of people. It's done at the Orleans, which has turned out to be just a fun little hangout that, it's not like the Bellagio. We're going to be spending, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So it's super, the people are just really friendly. The trainings are amazing. I've gone, this will be my third year, my first time as a presenter. And the first couple of years, I just found that the people who come there are class act. You get really good, really, really good training. I mean, Scott, Richard, and the other Richards, everyone, you know, everyone's amazing. And you're going to be there. So,
yeah, I'm going. And you know, it's interesting. You speak of that, you know, there's different conferences and there's no war between the conferences.
No.
Each conference has advantages. Each conference has its own personality. And that's great. I just went to a psych conference a couple weeks ago, and we had a lot. This was on this coast of Florida. It relates to what we're doing. And we get a lot of people coming from the other coast to this coast of Florida for this conference because it's a different feel than they do almost the same conference in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though it's only a few hundred miles apart, it's a different, same info kind of, but different feel. And I think a lot of people in this day and age would rather drive. And so a lot of the big conferences, there's one in Chicago, there's the big one in Vegas. This is a big one in Boston, the National Guild. There used to be a big one in California. There'll probably be another one soon. Because people, like you say, it's easier to jump in your car, drive 3, 4, 8 hours. Because if you fly, you're going to be busy for 8.
That's
you know,
true.
Getting strip searched by, you know, the TSA. So it's looking forward. Again, if you're watching this, click like and share. So I'm really excited to be there. I'm going to be teaching myself. But I wanted to ask a couple other questions.
Sure.
One of my other dear friends talks about, you know, when you get into any field, you can be a generalist and go a mile wide, do a little bit of everything, or you can go an inch wide and a mile deep.
Yes.
Use the medical model. When I went for my consultation from the Veterans Administration, the person that met with me only does knees, because they're the knee guy for the VA. And I'm like, well, and he's quite successful. And we know a lot. You're the law of attraction expert. You've got this nice niche. I'm the addiction guy. I do a few other things, but generally people go, oh, yeah, he's the guy that does all that addiction work, right? So tell us a little bit about how you got into your niche.
Okay.
Because you can niche yourself rich, as they say.
You absolutely can. And I swear, it took a long time for me really for that message to sink in. When I first started making all these recordings, you know, and I hired coaches and I had this goal of creating the 500, you know, recordings that I have now. It's probably closer to 600 now, but I mean, they're on everything from weight loss to sexual issues to the addictions that you do. I mean, it's on kind of everything. But so I could not seem to get that message drilled into my head that I needed to come up to have a niche. And so it slowly grew over time to the law of attraction. It started off with just a recognition that I have been pretty much since even before I became a hypnotist, I was into the law of attraction. I was into that whole metaphysical idea that like attracts like, and that we're all made of energy and our thoughts are energy. And I was reading Deepak Chopra books and Shakti Gawain, who talks about creative visualization, and all of this wording and this verbiage has been integrated into all of my hypnosis recordings throughout since the beginning of my time. And I kind of realized that that's the magic that makes them work so well, is talking about law of attraction without really saying the words law of attraction. I never really spoke about it. I just talked about this magnetic energy and things like that. And I wondered, you know, like, how is this really going over with people? It was sort of my little secret sauce in a way. And then The Secret came out. And after The Secret came out, all of a sudden, it like gave me permission to, okay, now I can actually talk about this thing that I've really been under the radar injecting into my hypnosis programs anyway. So let's just go ahead. And so I started to create a few programs about attracting money, attracting health, attracting relationships, and it just took off. I mean, people were just, I remember the very first time I released a attract money program. I mean, I sold like 100 of those in one day, when I very first launched that, and I didn't have as nearly the list that I do now. And so it just was, it was obvious that that's what Victoria does. I started making YouTube videos talking about law of attraction, and that was bringing people to me. So I was attracting people to me by talking about the law of attraction more than I was attracting people to me talking about anything else. So to me, it just was a natural fit, and it's something that I just never ever get bored talking about. And we're always learning how to make law of attraction work better. And it's just you know, it's just a fun topic to talk about. And I really enjoy it. And it's almost like it found me rather than me finding it.
Well, it's Viktor Frankl, the man who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, says you uncover your life's mission. It's there. You're already doing it. You don't go develop it. It's there. And it usually has to be cleared away. Right.
Yes.
And that you just gave an example of that. It was there. It was floating. It influenced you.
It did. Yeah. And, you know, and I strongly believe that there's so much tie-in between all of the personal growth philosophies and principles that I've been learning about and teaching, such as taking personal responsibility for your life. And, you know, law of attraction is a gentler way to say some of the things that what you really need to be doing in your life is you need to, you know, you need to get clear. You need to take responsibility. You need to be committed. You need to have all of these things, but nobody really wants to hear it that way. So law of attraction is just a funner, gentler way to state what you really need to be doing for yourself.
Well, and it's like I heard a guy give a talk. Well, actually, it was a lady gave a talk about, you know, the parable of Daniel in the lion's den. You know, he's going to get eaten by the lions. And she breaks it down that it's that's his problems or her problems. And if you look, if that's all you focus on, you put your energy there, which multiply law of attraction, it's going to get more. And the whole parable about turn away, turn toward the light, turn toward the solution. Well, where you look, your energy goes. Where your energy goes, your attention flows. And, you know, and it was a real kind of Christian thing, which was odd for me to listen to. People were surprised, but underneath it was everything you just said, you know, how you focus on that. Then it's easy to go toward. And the brilliant thing I got out of the talk was the problems. It's not that they're not there. If I turn around and I use the addiction analogy, that's where I got it from. If I turn around to my alcoholism and wake it up,
yep,
it's not a fair fight.
Right.
But if I turn my attention to other things, it's back there. It doesn't bother me. I can go forward.
Well, you've created new pathways in your brain, you know, to this is the same thing with me. I am doing a low carb type of diet. You know, if I focus on that chocolate cake that my husband just picked up from our next door neighbor last night, and I think about that, then guess what? I'm going to attract that. It's going to happen. Somehow I'm not going to be responsible for it. No.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault.
Right. Yeah. But if I, you know, if I replace that idea, if I think about, you know, the celery and ranch dip or something like that, you know, whatever I think about, ultimately I am going to attract more thoughts like that. I'm going to attract more feelings like that. I'm going to attract taking the action steps that I need to take. I'm going to attract the resources. I'm going to attract the people. I'm going to attract whatever I need to attract. You know, it's not like there's some genie in the sky that's like up there saying, your wish is my command. That part, I think, you know, makes law of attraction seem a little bit more mysterious and mystical and unbelievable. And that's where the skepticism kind of has a tendency to come from. It's not about just thinking and things are going to appear in front of you. You do have to take action on the things that you are attracting into your life. It's more that all the resources, everything that we need, it's already there. We just don't see it because we're not angled to see it. We're not focused to see it. And so the more it's just like when you're out looking for a new car. And you have a particular car, and all of a sudden, all you can see is that car on the road. There's just, wow, there's just droves of those cars all of a sudden. Well, it's not that all of a sudden there's more of those cars. It's that your brain is now activated in such a way that it's just seeing more of that car because that's what you've been thinking about. And it works very similar to that in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think as the neural person that I've studied, 100 years from now, they'll look back and say, well, here's the science behind some of this.
Yeah.
That they, like mirror neurons, we talk about mirroring and matching in my world of NLP. And well, that was just theory in the early 80s when I was learning it. Now it's actually in your brain. It's your mirror neurons and things line up and certain things have to happen.
Yes.
When that happens. So, then a couple of quick questions. Well, one, why do you, what do you say to the people that are on the fence about going to a conference in general and then HypnoThoughts?
Okay. Well, as far as going to a conference in general, I think the thing is that it's important to constantly be learning. If you're going to be in this business, you need to be learning and interacting with other people, having the experience of, rather than just reading something in a book or seeing something, online, having the experience is really with other people is really the best way to learn. You've got the trainers right there. You can ask people questions. You can try out your new, that's the fun thing is, you learn new things and you can try out new techniques that you learn right there on the spot in a safe environment with people who are there to teach you and to make it fun. And why HypnoThoughts is, I mean, I just think it's a really great group of people. I've been to all of the conferences, not all of them, but I've been to, I've been to other conferences. And I just think having the people that I've met at HypnoThoughts, they have become buddies of mine, friends of mine. It's very, very good camaraderie with these people. So well organized. They give you free lunch. So that's nice. You get, fun entertainment. Last year we did the Hypno Bowl. And, it's just, what other conference is there that's on the, that's right there in Las Vegas where you can have fun even after the conference. So I've always enjoyed it. It's just a comfortable environment and it's a safe environment and the people are really amazing. Great trainers.
Yeah. And for our people listening to this, again, click like and share. I throw that in constantly. what would you suggest? You got all this information, classes and videos and audios and that for someone that wants to get started in like law of attraction from your standpoint, what would be a good one for them to look at and what's your website?
So my main website is hiptalk.com and that's H with obviously like hypnosis, HYPTALK.com. And, for somebody who's wanting to get started with law of attraction, I would sign up for my free my free self-hypnosis video training course. That's going to kind of get you on the list. So as soon as you hit hiptalk.com, you can just put your email address in there. And that's going to get you, onto my list. And I teach a lot of law of attraction for free. And also I have lots of products on my website. But there's lots of books. One of the things, I'm also a certified law of attraction instructor. And I took my training from Michael Lozier. And he wrote this book called Law of Attraction. So I would, look up, a book on Law of Attraction. Get yourself involved in some of the Facebook groups on Law of Attraction. And, the movie The Secret, even though there are some ideas that might be misconstrued, I think that it's a really good starting point. That in the movie, What the Bleep, you know, is also another good starting point to really try to get an understanding of how this works. But then, you know, from there, you gotta, you know, kind of sort through, you know, what's reality and what really makes it work. I teach the how to make it work. The secret just, you know, in those kind of movies give a little bit more of a fairy tale understanding of it.
Yeah. Joe Vitale, dear, I've known him for 20 years. Cool. And so I look forward to seeing you at Hypno Thoughts, if not before, somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be at your workshop. There's a few.
Awesome.
Strategically, I go to things when I go. I don't just sit around. I'm just like, I'm in there to get some jazz, you know?
Yeah.
I just went to a conference in the one in Florida, and I left. My wife was said surprisingly energized for a psych conference, because that's usually it's very level, but going into what you talk about with law of attraction, I walked in thinking, training my reticular activating system, how can I have fun here? What can I get out of it? And how can I meet some cool people?
Yes.
And before the 2-day training was over, I got to hang out with one of the three best sports hypnotists in the world, works at a place called IMG, which is huge sports, you know, I mean, his clients are guys like Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
Oh, my goodness.
The Williams sisters. So we're sitting there chatting, having a cup of coffee. And he goes, well, if you're ever in the neighborhood, stop in, you know. And again, it's like, because I was open to it, looking at it, rather than, oh, man, there's not enough Starbucks in the world to keep me awake during this conference. And it was actually a lot. So I look forward to all this.
Yeah, I do too. I always, you know, make sure that, I mean, I have like every single time slot of my day filled when I go there. I mean, why take the time to go? I mean, you know, you're there to learn. And so to me, I just like to create the most value that I could possibly create. So I'm circling and, you know, bouncing back and forth. And I even talk to some of the instructors beforehand and ask them like, well, you know, give me a little bit more of an overview, because, you know, there's only a couple sentences on this, you know, so yeah. You can end up in a class and, you know, it may not be exactly the one that you thought that you were going to. So it's good to, if you have any questions about it, you know, or if you have any questions about my class, you know, definitely I'm open to any questions that you have. And
cool. All right. Well, I just wanted to do a quick thing so we could get it up, so we could start talking about that, to make these conferences the place to go to, because it again is. Where else can you network and talk and create that, I call it a value chain. So if someone has a question to me about the law of attraction, I'm familiar with it, I practice it, I think, but why not send them to people who this is what they do?
Yes.
Right. And if they, this is what they do, you know, so yeah, I'm, it's exciting. So I'd like to thank you for doing this. And again, what's your website?
My website is hiptalk.com. That's HYPTALK.com.
And what day and time are you teaching at the conference?
I am teaching on Friday at 3:30. It's a 2-hour class, and that's Friday in the boardroom salon. And it's called Passive Profit and Prosperity with Hypnotic Recordings. So it's going to teach you all about how to do what I've been doing for a living all these years. And, you know, if you're a hypnotist and you're just looking to add a little extra income, you know, or maybe you're looking to retire someday and you don't want to spend, you know, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day seeing clients in order to maximize your earnings. This is a way to add on to your earnings, even beyond seeing clients.
Well, and lastly, I'll throw something out there. You know, someone said, well, you know, why are all these people teaching all this at the conferences? Why are they're creating their own competition? And, you know, it sounds, in one way, it sounds logical, but someone else pointed out, let's say you do English speaking hypnosis audios, mm-hmm. right? And videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You realize there's 1 billion English speakers in the world. we can't fathom that amount of people.
No.
There's no way that we could create every, you know, video forever, and there's no shortage. You know?
There's no shortage. And, you know, and again, it's, to me, it's not an abundance law of attraction way of thinking. And the thing is that the more hypnotists there are, the more opportunity there is really for us to spread the word and to help people. And that's really what it comes down to. And if your intention is pure, you know, and you do what you love, you know, the universe is going to reward you. And you don't have to worry about what your next door neighbor is doing or what this, you know, bringing more competition. Is it, to me, there's just no such thing.
Well, you know, it's kind of cool. Close with someone I know quite well, Dwight Damon, head of the National Guild. He says, you know, when I hear that, he goes, he's a chiropractor by training. He goes, when I graduated chiropractor school, there were like two chiropractors in the state of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Now they're on every corner. Guess what? They still want more.
Yeah.
And he goes, so I walk into it, you know, there's maybe 15,000 hypnotists in the United States. You know, there's almost right. 400 million people.
Well, and it's just, it's an army of people. The more, the merrier. You know, it's an army of people that are out there promoting what we do. And, you know, they may not stick with that one person forever. I mean, most of my clients don't just use my hypnosis recordings and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and not everybody, not everybody's style is going to mesh up. You know, some people want somebody with a British accent. I can't help you there. Some people want a man. I can't help you there. Some people want them in Spanish or some other language. I can't help you there. And, you know, so I attract the people who are attracted to my style, my voice, my words, and we're all unique. And that's why you do want to also have a niche. So you're the obvious choice. You know, when people think of law of attraction, they think of me. And a few others. There's definitely a few other people out there, but that, you know, that's why you want to have something that you really excel in. If I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have 500 different products that help 500 different types of people. I would specialize in one particular kind of philosophy, and then I stand out more to the person who is looking for, you know, to get their problem fixed in that particular area.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you in August, if not before. And
yes.
Have a
Thank
great day.
Thank you so much, Will. You have a great day, too. Thank you. Yeah.